Zokta Gemara Vaita and Daphne Zion, we're learning Daphne Zion, we're still on the bottom of the Omer, Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon, Hakol Nichnosim Ledir Lis Aser, Chutz Bne Kalayim Vatrefa, Divri Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Ishkfar, Rasusa, Shom Shem Rabbi Shua. This Brisa says that everything can be Maisid besides the Kalayim and Trefa, and we're leaving out Yetzir Doifin, Mechus Zman, and Yosem. He says the only thing that cannot be brought for Maiser is Kalayim and Trefa. Om Rabbi Kiva, Adi Shemati Menu, I heard from Rabbi Shua a little different. Af Yetzir Doifin, Mechus Zman, and Yosem. I heard that he cannot bring either Yetzir Doifin, Mechus Zman, and Yosem, like our Mishnah. So we have here a new Tana in this Brisa, not like our Mishnah. The Tana Kam of the Brisa. If he learns out from Kachim, Hai Nami Loi, he should also be Mayit, Yetzir Doifin, Mechus Zman, and Yosem. If you don't learn out, Bishlav Trefa, I understand how you know Trefa, even though you learn Kachim, because that's the Makar Trefa is by Meiser. Kal Shiyavar Tachas Hashavet Ksiv, Pratla Trefa, Shayne Veris, that I can't walk. Ela Kalayim, Mandole. How do you know Kalayim? How do you know Kalayim? So the Mul Oilam Goma. So Vada, this Tanakam learns that Tachas Al Kachim. That's how you know Trefa, that's how you know Kalayim. That's how you know Kalayim. Ah, Yetzir Doifin and Mechus Zman and Yosem, why don't you have that? Let him go. Yetzir Doifin Savar like Rav Shimon. He was like Rav Shimon. The Omer Yetzir Doifin Vama Alihu. Rav Shimon's sheet is that Yetzir Doifin could be brought by carbon. Why? Because the pasuk ki yevale, according to him, can mean Yetzir Doifin also. Because Pele means Yetzir Doifin. So ki yevale can mean Yetzir Doifin. So like Rav Shimon, the Omer Yetzir Doifin Lad Mahayu. With like Rabbi Yechon, not like Rabbi Yechon holds that it does not pass a lashon teleid or yevaleid by Yetzir Doifin. So that's why he holds Yetzir Doifin as taka kosher for a carbon. And Mechus Zman, some like Rav Shimon Yehuda. Mechus Zman, he holds like Rav Shimon Yehuda holds that by Ma'aseh Vehem it's not a problem to have Mechus Zman. Why? Because I can come and mak this shit now and bring it later as a carbon. It's not a Mechus Zman, not a psul. Mechus Zman the Yom, Mechus Zman not a psul in the hektish. It's only a psul in the akrav. And Yosoim, the case of Yosoim is Gun Shah Shalach Kayim, Rabbi Shulu Tameh, Doma Fil Shachat Asimba, Vashalach Kayim is the Yosoim. And Yosoim, the reason why I say it's not possible, because the Rabbi Shulu holds that even if the behemoth dies, its skin is alive, is around, it's still not called a Yosoim. And therefore, that's why he's not include those three psulim. Avada, if the skin is not around anymore, then it would have Yosoim, but it doesn't have the regular case of Yosoim. Where it dies immediately, that's a problem. Al kaponim, this is the fact that we're learning that the Fidu Tanakama only Kalayim and Treif is a problem. The other three are not a problem because we're going to the Mandi Amram who hold that's kosher, legabe kachim. And that's the Yetzdefin. And Chosaz Mandi can Makdisha now. And Yosim, he holds no Psul Yosim when the Shalach is Kayim. Now the Gemara will say, interesting Gemara coming up to the Mishnah, and through that we'll know what's the Maila having Shalach Kayim. Hey, Rabbi Shmuel ben Sasriel. You know where he came from? Ma'arekas Levana. He came from the place called Arekas Levana. So he's made Lefnei Rabbi that Mekamenu, in our place, what we do is Mafshitim Esameisel and Bishim Esachaya. If the mother dies b'shas childbirth, they skin it right away and they wrap the baby with the skin. And that makes the baby live. Amar Rebbe, now I understand Pshat Rabbi Shua. Neskala Taimer Shem Hashanu. I understand Pshat our Mishnah because it's considered the mother's still alive. Since he can use its skin to save the child, it's ki'ilu the mother's alive. Now he said some more things about what they do in his place, about things in his place. Chazirim Shem Kamenu, the lettuce in our place, Yeshlam Shisha Riba Klofim, the base Hamsishlai. Inside, where it has all the folds, it has 600,000 folds inside of the lettuce. It's called the base of hemsis, because in a behemoth, the base of hemsis also looks like lettuce. Another story about that place. Pamachas novel eres, achad, like a cedar tree, fell down from a kamenu, and it was so wide, v'ovru shesh esrei kroines achudai, and 16 wagons at one time went over its width. That's how wide it was. Pamachas, Pamachas, Nafla Beitzes Bar Yochni. One time, an egg from one of its ostriches, it fell, and it cracked open, and the inside of it, V'tova Shishim Krachim, it flooded 60 cities, and it crashed down 300 huge trees. Right, the Gemara does a Bar Yochni drop its eggs. It says by Bar Yochni, it says, it's Pasuk in Iyev saying the godless of Hashem, it says, Kanaf Renorim Ne'alosa, that these birds, they drop their eggs very lightly, very like softly, so it shouldn't break. So heck is it, he threw its eggs and broke it. That egg that he threw was an egg that was not going to be viable to be a chick, you know, or an ostrich. And therefore he threw it away and it drowned a few cities. Flooded a few cities. Okay, of course the Mashal says this Gemara has a lot of soidus that's government in it. Ayin Shom. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the new Mishnah. Now, until now, I don't know how to own them done. But what's halacha ma'aseh behema? You let a shechti animal sell your animal before you take ma'aseh behema? What's the halacha? How do you learn until now? So, I'm not sure how you learn until now, but the Mishnah doesn't tell us how to learn now. The Mishnah says that three times a year, the Chazal made a time we have to take ma'aseh behema. It means until you reach that time, you're allowed to sell it, allowed to eat it, no problem. When it reaches a certain day, now you cannot allow to sell it or eat it until you take ma'aseh behema. It comes like tevel. After when you reach those times,
isn't it a yearly, rolling yearly?
Yeah, but they give three times a year. That becomes tevel. You have to do it like that. You know, all the ones born until January 1st have to bring a ma'aseh behema. Shalosh groinos l'ma'aseh behema. Yeah, shalosh groinos. Sholosh groinos l'maaseh behema. There are three times when Chazal made that the cutoff date for maaseh behema when it becomes tavel, a prasa pesach before pesach, or prasa tzeres and before shavuos, or prasa chag before sukkos. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that these are three times that there's groinos l'maaseh behema before pesach, before tzeres, and before chag. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azar Amar ba'esrim tisha ba'ada. The times are not before Pesach, before Tzeres, before Chag, which we'll see how much before in a second. V'nazirom, v'esim tish of Adar, is 29th of Adar, v'echa b'sivam mishkar yeshivam, v'es tish of Av, 29th of Av. Right, that's his shita. Rav Lezer, and he wants to explain everyone's shita, Mirat Hashem, on the next daf. Rav Lezer of Shimon Amirim, v'echa b'sivam, nisan, v'echa b'sivam, v'es tish of El. You know, mishkar yesh nisan, mishkar yesh sivan, and the 29th day of El. Really, it should be mishkar yesh tishrei. The Gemara is explaining why is because the way you take off mice is by giving a red mark to it, and you now let it color an animal on yontif. Therefore, you mark them to 29 b'el. Rameya Imer. Now it's a new thing. When is the time we know you now take a chadash on yashan? Or Yashon HaKadosh. There's different years for Meisr. When is that year's cutoff date? Ramei Yoimim Be'echad Be'el Roshon HaMeisr. Rosh Chodesh El is Roshon HaMeisr. Behema. Ben Azir wasn't sure if it's Chodesh El or Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. Therefore he says, Ha'alulim, the ones from El, Mis'asrim Afnei Atzmai. You take Meisr then by itself. They're their own category because they're a Safik. That's what Azir says. There's another Shita who holds, which is really Rabbi Lazar, holds that the cutoff date is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. This is stomach like that, Madi Yama holds that the cutoff date is Echav Tishrei. Everything born from Echav Tishrei until 29 El, Harei El Mastarfin. You can Mastarfin, they're all in the same year. Gemara explains, Chamishafir Hashanah, Chamishachar Hashanah, Eim Mastarfin. That's not Mastarfin, because that's not the same year. Chamishafnei Agarin, Chamishalach Agarin, but five before Pesach, let's say, it's a Gurion was before Pesach, and five after Pesach, Harei Elam Starf, and the Arm Starf. Imkain, Lomanem, and Shalosh Gurionis, Lamais Vehem. But why is it three Gurionis? Sha'ach Le'gira Gurion until he reaches Gurion with the Limkar of Elishchad, you could sell it and eat it. Hegia Gurion, once you reach the Mount Gurion, Le'yishchad, Inala Shechtet, but in Shachach Potter, Vishachti, you're part of Mais Vehem. It's only the Rabban de Gedin. But the Rabban de Gedin, after these times, now it's like Tevel. And you are mechuyev to take ma'isa behema from now on, midrabanan, because they made the three groinos l'ma'isa. And the Gemara explain pshat and the three groinos l'ma'isa on tomorrow's daf.